Hello, Awe Island parents. We'd like to tell you about an amazing podcast that lots of parents, educators, and homeschool families on Awe Island love. It's called Who Smarted? Who Smarted is a fast-paced, short-format podcast that uses humor, storytelling, and interactive games to help teach kids amazing fun facts and answer cool questions about lots of topics. At 12 minutes long, Who Smarted episodes are perfect for kid-sized attention spans, too. With three new episodes every week and a free activity newsletter, Who Smarted has tons of fun and education for every kid, and opportunities for them to discover new ways to explore their curiosity. Our kids on Awe Island love listening to Who Smarted podcast, and think your kids will, too. You can find Who Smarted on your favorite podcast player, or visit whosmarted.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Okay, deep breath in and out. Good. Imagine you are a graceful willow tree, swaying in a gentle breeze. Pretend your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Think of your legs, tummy, and neck as the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth, into your roots, and up through your trunk. Now pretend that your arms and head are flexible, leafy willow branches. Imagine them swinging gently in the warm breeze, back and forth, as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Chipmunk Challenge. It was a cloudy and windy day on Awe Island. Tree branches swayed in the breeze as their bright green leaves tumbled and danced in the wind. Big fluffy clouds raced through the sky. Chelsea and Abby Chipmunk were sitting in a cozy hole in the base of a large tree, watching the leaves blow by. Abby stuck her nose outside of the tree and sniffed the air. The cold air on her little nose told her that there would soon be a rainstorm passing over Awe Island. So it was time for the two friends to get started with their chores right away. Today, Abby and Chelsea were storing berries and nuts in their tree so they wouldn't have to go out during the rainstorm. Abby was excited for the rainstorm. She loved watching the cool rain fall from the gray clouds onto the earth below. Rain was refreshing after a hot, sunny day, and the resulting puddles were always so fun to play in. And Abby knew that the water from the rain would help more plants grow and make the Awe Island forest even more beautiful. But Chelsea was a little worried about the rainstorm. She didn't like a lot of loud noises, and rainstorms sometimes brought thunder. Plus, she felt worried that she and Abby wouldn't have enough time to gather nuts and berries before the storm began. Chelsea watched the enormous clouds zoom across the sky. The wind was getting stronger. Chelsea was the bigger of the two chipmunks, so she felt she should take the lead in gathering nuts. She ran up the tree, her little black feet scurrying wildly on the tree bark, trying to find any nuts that were higher up the tree. Whenever she saw some, she grabbed as many nuts as she could to carry back down to Abby before heading back up. In their cozy hole in the base of the tree, Abby organized the nuts Chelsea gathered. "Wow, Chelsea," Abby said. "You're so good and quick at gathering." Chelsea replied, "Thank you, Abby." Abby noticed that Chelsea sounded distracted and a little stressed. So Abby said, "Can I help you, Chelsea? I can climb up high and gather nuts too." "That's okay, I can do it," said Chelsea. "I know it's harder for you to climb high and gather these big nuts. And I want to make sure we're safe before the rain comes, and that we'll have enough to eat," Chelsea explained. "I know I'm little, but I can still help," Abby said. "It's okay," said Chelsea. "You're helping by organizing." "Okay," said Abby. She could tell her friend was worried about the weather, but Abby didn't really understand why Chelsea was worried. It was just a storm, and storms didn't scare Abby at all. But Abby did understand that, for whatever reason, all the busy gathering activities was somehow helping Chelsea feel less worried. So Abby just quietly continued organizing the nuts that Chelsea brought her. As the two chipmunks collected and organized the nuts, suddenly thunder rumbled in the sky, making Chelsea jump and freeze for a moment because she was scared. Abby looked at her friend, then up at the cloudy sky. Now the clouds were moving even faster in the sky, like they were race cars trying to get to the finish line. "It's okay, Chelsea," Abby said comfortingly. "That's just the sky talking to us." Abby crawled up the tree trunk to the higher branch where Chelsea was sitting. Abby gave her friend a reassuring smile. Abby saw that Chelsea was still a little scared, so she started to think of what she could do to make Chelsea feel better. Abby gently asked, "Do you want a hug, Chelsea?" "Hugs help me when I'm scared," Abby said. Chelsea nodded. Abby stood on her back legs and hugged Chelsea. Chelsea felt loved and safe as her friend hugged her. Both friends took a deep dragon breath together, in and out. Chelsea felt grateful that Abby was there to comfort her when she was scared. "I can help you if you're scared, Chelsea. I love the rain," Abby said. "You do?" Chelsea asked. She and Abby hadn't been friends for very long, and Chelsea didn't know that her friend liked playing in the rain as much as she herself liked playing in the sun. "Yes," said Abby. "It's fun running around in the rain and playing in puddles." "And actually, I kind of like storms," Abby added. "For me, storms and thunder and lightning and wind aren't scary. To me, they feel exciting." Chelsea's eyes widened in surprise. She didn't understand at all how a storm could feel exciting and not scary. But seeing how calm Abby was, Chelsea herself felt a little better, thankful for her friend's reassuring words. "Thank you," Chelsea said. "Maybe it is a good idea for you to help me gather more food then." "Okay," replied Abby. "Why don't you go down to our cozy hole and organize the nuts, like I was just doing? Then I'll go get some berries." "That's a good idea, Abby. Berries would be nice," Chelsea said. "But please, be careful," she added. "The storm could come at any minute." "I promise to be very careful, Chelsea," Abby said reassuringly. "And remember to take some deep dragon breaths while I'm gone if you feel scared, okay?" Abby scurried across the ground. The air felt very heavy with moisture, and the wind whipped across the grass. But it still hadn't started raining. Abby ran across the grass toward some berry bushes. When she reached the bushes, she looked underneath them for any berries that might have fallen because of the wind. She found several, including Chelsea's favorite berry, raspberries. Abby knew that they would make Chelsea very happy. Excitedly, Abby gathered as many berries as she could carry and brought them back to the base of the tree. She made several trips to collect them all. As she scampered back and forth between the bushes and the tree, she heard thunder rumble up ahead. "It's okay, Chelsea. Take a deep dragon breath," Abby called out to her friend. While Abby was gathering the berries, Chelsea brought the gathered berries into their little hole at the base of the tree and stacked them carefully next to the pile of nuts Abby had organized earlier. Chelsea still felt a little anxious about the storm, but staying busy helped her feel better. And when she heard the thunder, she took a deep dragon breath and remembered what Abby said, that the sky was just talking to them. When Abby had gathered all the fallen berries, she scurried into the cozy hole in the tree where Chelsea was waiting. "How are you doing, Chelsea?" Abby asked kindly. Chelsea smiled and replied, "I'm doing okay. I really don't like the thunder, but I remembered what you said about the sky talking to us, and I took deep dragon breaths. And look, all our nuts and berries are neatly stacked in the corner," Chelsea said as she pointed toward the piles. Abby peeked out of the hole, and a cold raindrop fell on her head. "Just in time, Chelsea," said Abby. "I think the rain is coming now." Chelsea nodded. The two little chipmunks snuggled together in their cozy hole in the tree. Peering out of the hole, for a few minutes, they watched the rain begin to fall from the clouds. The storm had arrived, but the two friends were safe and dry. Then, Abby clapped her paws together and said, "Great job, Chelsea. We did it. I'm proud of you. You did great, even though I know the storm was kind of stressing you out." "Thank you for your help, Abby," said Chelsea gratefully. "I'm glad you were here with me. I don't know why storms stress me and not you, so thank you for understanding and being patient." "You're welcome, Chelsea," Abby said. "I don't know why either, but maybe there's something that stresses me and not you, and you can help me through that someday. Now, let's eat." Abby and Chelsea watched the rain fall as they sat in their tree, happily enjoying the snacks they had gathered. There was a little bit more thunder and lightning, but not very much, and soon it disappeared entirely. The raindrops gently fell on the tree branches, leaves, and ground below, with a calming drip, drip, drip sound. "I guess I can see why you like rain, Abby," said Chelsea. "When we're safe and dry in here with our snacks, it's cozy and comforting to hear the rain." "Yes," said Abby with a smile. "I think so too. But all this food inside me, plus the sound of the rain, is making me feel sleepy," she added, laughing. Chelsea laughed and agreed. The two chipmunks decided it was time for a nap. They would save the rest of their food for later. Chelsea and Abby snuggled into their cozy hole in the tree, relaxing to the sound of the beautiful rain. Chelsea stretched and curled up next to Abby. Abby yawned and curled up next to Chelsea. As she listened to the rain, Abby thought of all the things she had to be grateful for. She was grateful to have such a comfy and safe tree to sleep in. Abby took a deep dragon breath, in and out. She felt her eyes become heavy from the busyness of the day. Abby was grateful for the refreshing rain that would make the trees, berry bushes, grass, and flowers grow. Abby took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Abby wrapped her tail around herself, tucking her feet in so she could stay warm. Most of all, Abby was grateful that she could help her friend Chelsea feel better during a storm so they could enjoy a rainy, cozy afternoon together. Abby took one last deep dragon breath. In and out. And Abby fell asleep, dreaming of gathering good things to eat with her friend Chelsea. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.